At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's the Minnesota Tip Podcast, and it's a Thursday morning. As always, it's Jake's Takes Time. It's Minnesota Tim and Jake delivering on a Thursday morning, whatever random thoughts that we have contracted in our minds, ready to explode onto the airwaves. Jake, how you doing?
I'm doing just dandy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Another early morning grind session on the Minnesota Tim Podcast. I'm pretty sure last night was the championship games for men's pickup basketball league in Howard Lake. And I've been excited to dive into this game. And because, one, I was on this team a couple of years ago, but then, unfortunately, I became a youth pastor. I'm just kidding.
It is, yeah, unfortunate.
I'm kidding. It's not unfortunate.
Unfortunate I love my for job. Our basketball team.
Yes, I love playing basketball. And unfortunately, it's on Wednesday nights. Fortunately, I became a youth pastor. I don't regret that decision if my boss or God is listening. And
they are.
They are. It's true. Give us an update. How did things go? We also have to dive into Jordan Anderson because I heard that, well, at least you told me last week or the week before that he had a big decision to make because he was expecting a baby around this time. You know, you hear this in professional athletes all the time. Are they with their wife during delivery, or do they go to the game and FaceTime in? You know, it's a big controversial topic these days.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, spoiler, I did not even go.
You didn't go.
I didn't get to go. So, and for a good reason. So our Litchfield team, we finished up the year as a 6 seed. And we played Painesville, the 3 seed, on Saturday last week. And we knew we had a decent chance. They were a team that relied on 3-pointers, and we played good defense. And we thought, well, you know, if they're cold, we have certainly have a shot. And they were, you know, we played tough defense. They didn't shoot well. So we snuck out a win at Painesville. The old, we were 6-20 and they were 20-6 going into the game. So a big upset there. So our game was supposed to be tonight, Thursday, but with some impending snow, and we'll see if we even get anything. I don't know. But with the impending snow, they moved the game back to yesterday, Wednesday. And a lot of different schools did this too. I saw Watertown played on Wednesday. There's a decent amount of schools that are playing yesterday because of that potential snow. A lot easier to move a playoff game up than it is to move a playoff game back, I suppose. So we played last night and we lost. So sad to see the season end, but unfortunately that meant I could not go to the men's league championship. So I only can report what I have seen via Snapchats. And I saw a few pictures of the coveted Howard Lake men's league t-shirts. So I think they were the champions is what it looks like. And Jordan did commit to being there.
Mm.
And he was the first one to post champs on our group page. So I know he's probably still up from last night.
Yes. I mean, I wonder what that party was like.
I wonder, because there were only six guys there and a few of our regulars weren't there. So I wonder, did they celebrate individually? Did they have someone's house that they just went to? Did they include families? Because a lot of these folks have families now.
Yes.
You know, did they have a champagne bottle ready? We've gotten second like two or three times and we've never gotten first. So
where do you expect the championship parade to be held?
I don't know on that either. I mean, we're pretty spread out. I'm in Litchfield and you got Grappo's in Waverly and we got a couple people in Watertown. Jordan's in Howard Lake. So do you do the Highway 12 parade from Montrose all the way to to Litchfield? Or do you start in Litchfield and go all the way to Watertown? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Where will you be shacked up, ready to watch the parade?
Well, I thought it's such an easy answer, so it's not a very unique thought, but downtown Watertown.
Just downtown Watertown? Yeah, downtown, I mean, we are called the Royals still, and we're all alums, so that's probably the play. So that'd be a long parade. You start kind of Main Street there, and you end by Loose Line Lodge. But, I mean, the street would be packed. I would imagine.
Just lined with people.
Yeah.
It's got to get some security in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does it make you feel? You started the team.
Mm-hmm.
You were the creator of this team.
Mm-hmm. I manage the team. Yeah. I organize the money and make sure enough people are coming. Yep.
Yeah. You post every single week in the Facebook group. If I were you, I'd feel a little bitter. Just being honest.
No, I'm thinking of myself as more of a coach role now.
Mm.
So this is kind of, maybe next year I won't even play. I'll just be a manager / coach.
Charlie Conway.
Yeah, and just kind of do my, right, understand that, hey, my skills have diminished. I shouldn't be one of the main guys on the team. So I'm going to use my brain, my intelligence to help lead the team. So maybe that'll be the route for me next year. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
And maybe I'll just make everyone who was there last night pay twice as much. Because I also control that part.
Yes.
I don't need to show them the spreadsheet.
Yeah. That's awesome. It reminds me of Charlie Conway and Mighty Ducks 2.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to cut a player, or, you know, basically not cut a player, but they needed to put a player on the bench because they had too many guys suited up because Adam Banks was coming back.
They had to have a healthy scratch from their roster. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And the knuckle puck guy was ready to take off his uniform. And here comes Charlie Conway, the leader of the Mighty Ducks. He says, wait, I do it. I belong on the bench. I belong next to Gordon Bombay. And he took it off. You are Charlie Conway.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate team move. One guy, actually, a fifth grader at my school, actually has a Charlie Conway jersey.
Mm.
Mighty Ducks.
Pretty cool.
I was like, wow, that is really sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Jordan Anderson was there. Champions. The Royals are champions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty exciting.
We might have to get somebody. I mean, somebody on maybe next week as a follow-up to tell us how it went down. Was it dramatic? Because they didn't say anything, really. If it was dramatic, if it was close, if they had two, because they had to play two games. So I don't know if close game in one, blow in the other, two blowouts, because they were just so phenomenal. I don't know. So
yeah. Well, I could extend another invitation to Caleb Fales to see if he would come on again.
He's probably thinking about it, I bet. I bet he thought, well, they might ask him. It's up to you. Yeah. I don't have quite as much time as I had last week. So
I don't either. I don't either. We might have to extend it.
That might be later. Save it for maybe a bonus podcast edition that we record.
Ooh, yes. Save the date. Yeah. For the championship edition.
Yeah.
Trophy edition. Well, we can move on here. By the way, last week, speaking of Caleb Fales, this was one of my hard-hitting topics I have for this week. You guys made fun of me at the end of the podcast, rightfully so. It happens, but I'm okay with it. I'm not like bitter about it or anything.
Doesn't sound like it.
I looked up the word voistress. Because you guys said that wasn't a word. Right after the podcast, I looked up voice, like the word voice, and then Tris at the end.
Okay.
And according to the Urban Dictionary, I don't know what the Urban Dictionary is.
That's your first problem. That's like not a real dictionary.
It's not. Well, it says
it's like a slang dictionary.
Okay. Well,
so people might use
slang
it
all the time, you know? Yeah. And here's the definition. One who speaks what he or she is thinking in any given situation. One who is forward in giving his or her opinions, or one who is opinionated. So, calling Caleb Vales boisterous, I think, was an accurate slang term in last week's podcast, and you can apologize anytime.
I don't know if I'm going to apologize, because again, I don't know about citing Urban Dictionary as a source, because their whole crux of existence is having absolute filth, like made up words that are just filthy.
Mm-hmm.
But to your credit, or I guess it's the closest thing to an apology you're going to get, you did stumble upon a word that people also have stumbled. Usually that's what it is like people trying to say that no, boisterous is a word. And then someone goes on Urban Dictionary and makes it a word because they know that people are saying boisterous, but they are accidentally saying voisterous. So again, I'm giving you some credit because it does sound like a word, and it did sound official. It just was wrong.
Yeah. But
it sounded good.
Well, I appreciate the credit that you gave me.
Yeah, some credit.
I appreciate that. Some credit, yeah. 50-50. The Vikings released Eric Kendricks this week. Let me ask you this question first. I don't think did we run through your entire list of players?
No, we never did.
Okay.
But it's the same list everyone else has, so it's not that interesting of content. So
yes. Well, we ran through a couple of players, and I'm sure Eric Kendricks was on that list, or was he not?
He was, yeah.
Okay. So not a shocker to any of us. Saves about $9.5 million in cap room.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the Vikings releasing Eric Kendricks and what the future holds at that position for the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, obviously a bummer. I think in his 8 seasons, he led us in tackles in 7 of them. He was steady. He was consistent. He was very likable. He liked Minnesota. I mean, basically, he was the perfect Viking in a lot of ways. I mean, he was no nonsense, but also like had a personality. No nonsense on the field, right? He got the job done with his stats, but he also was able to be an interesting person to listen to and to watch. He had sweet flow, which was also fun. You always knew which linebacker was him because of his hair. That's underrated when it comes to watching football. You're like, oh, who's that guy? Oh, the hair. Okay, it's kind of
exactly.
But no, it's a bummer. I mean, that's part of it's kind of like the Wild they're going through too, where you sign a couple guys to some big contracts and down the road, it's going to hit you. And that's the same thing. You know, the Vikings are kind of lauded as these guys that figure out the cap and move the money around. And how do we sign all these guys? And you hear all this stuff. Well, because there's an end point to it. Because this year, we're going to have to cut a lot of those names that we were able to keep on for an extended period of time. You know, Thielen is going to be next, if he was willing to renegotiate way down, otherwise he's going to get cut. And there's other guys too that they're coming. So he's the first, and it's disappointing and kind of sad. It'll be weird because the hard part is he's got impactful years left. Cause it's one thing, like when we let Anthony Barr go last year, you could see his play was really diminishing. It felt obvious or more obvious to the average eye. It was just like, oh, Anthony Barr's not making the same plays he used to. And I think Kendricks, we noticed that every once in a while, especially with this new scheme. It seemed like he wasn't always getting to places that he needed to be when he needed to be there. But he's going to have a couple effective years left. And I would imagine 2 to 3. Someone's going to pick him up, and he's going to be a stud linebacker for another 2 or 3 years. So that part will probably sting a little bit because you know he's a productive guy still. But it's like I said, it's what you got to do. And replacement-wise, it's going to have to be a mid to low level free agent or a rookie. I mean, that's kind of, unless the answer's on the roster, which.
Yeah, the Brian Asamoah guy. I think we're excited about him, who the Vikings drafted last year. Mm-hmm. So he'll be entering his second season. He's supposed to be like a young, fast linebacker. I don't know how well he tackles. Nope. But I think the idea was to like slowly bring him into the fold. Like last year, I think about every single game, he got more and more snaps. I don't think he's ever a starter, but he just kind of slowly moved into a bigger role on the squad last year. So we'll see what happens for him next year. So you talked about Adam Thielen being next. Are there any other names that you think will get cut? Like Harrison Smith? Do you think he restructures? Dalvin Cook? What do you think happens to him?
Yeah. I mean, the rumors that you read about on Twitter are mostly related to Thielen and Cook. Harrison Smith, I haven't seen much about. Obviously, he was an early candidate of saying, hey, you know, again, that's a guy that we can cut. But it seems like no news is probably good news. Like, we haven't heard his name in the circulation of the news as much. It's been all basically Cook and Thielen that have been the names that have come up. So, I mean... I've read a lot of, a lot of people are just like, Cook has to go. Like, it's not even, like, basically they're saying it's like a foregone conclusion, basically. And then Thielen, there's a smidge of a chance that he restructures. I don't know. I mean, it's hard because people failed to realize this, because there's no such thing as too much money, first of all. I hate it when people are like, well, they're millionaires, they're rich, they're whatever. It's like, well, yeah, but then that means they also live in bigger houses. They spend more money on cars. Like,
exactly.
Their standard of living goes up, so then they need to maintain the amount of money they make in order to keep their standard of living.
Yes.
So, also, I don't think if the iHeartMedia guy, whoever's your direct boss.
Yeah.
If he showed up at your, you know, I guess probably sent you an email. But let's say he sends you an email. Says, hey, Minnesota Tim, we love what you're doing. You still contribute awesome to our company. You produce podcasts like nobody's business. You're just an asset. But we're in a little bit of a bind. We want to hire Wisconsin Wally. And in order to do that, we're going to need you to actually renegotiate the contract you signed. And you're going to make, you know, about half as much money.
Oof.
You on board? Minnesota Tim, you can't argue that Wisconsin Wally is not going to help the company. I mean, be a team player, Minnesota Tim. Right? So, like, end scene. So, point is, nobody comes and asks you at your job, wherever you are, you're a radio producer, podcast producer, grocery store person, marketing person, salesperson, like, nobody goes and asks you to take less money for the team, right? That's not an expectation. If someone did that to you, you'd be so offended at your boss. You'd be like, huh? Like, that's not how the world, and I know sports are a different world. Like, I do understand that. Like, sports are, you know, it's a little different. But at the end of the day, they're still human beings, and still they earn the money that they sign for, right? I mean, they sign contracts.
Bit different. They risk their health,
right?
Their future health, like long-term health. Right. They could get injured at any point, and that could affect them for the rest of their life.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. So it's one of those things where, I mean, we, and not me, new necessarily, but people, right, fans, like, complain and ask these athletes to do what they can for the team. And because, like, we're stuck with these teams. Well, those players are free to do, you know, they're players. They can go to other teams. They have lives. They have careers to worry about. They have families to worry about. Standards of living. And again, I'm not saying to feel sympathy for millionaires or whatever. You know, like, I get it. It's a different situation. But it's just, they're still human beings. If someone asks you to, cut your salary in half because we need to sign, you know, Wisconsin Wally, you'd look at that person and be like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or same, like, teaching, right? If, like, hey, we need to have another fifth grade teacher, but, you know, it's going to be better for the team, but you're going to make half as much money. No.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, I can't. Like, that's not how it works. Like, that's, I love the team. I support the team. I want to be a part of the team. But we also have to, you know, I have to think about myself a little bit too. And it's just, like I said, same thing that was at, like, Adam Thielen, like, supposed to make $19 million, or he's supposed to make, right?
Yeah.
Why would he willingly give up tens of millions, you know, not tens of millions technically, but $10 million or whatever it would be that he's negotiating out of? Like,
right.
Why?
Right.
What is his incentive other than, well, it's for the team? Well, yeah, but that's, the team should decide the deal then.
Yeah, exactly. Why did you put yourself in that position? I would feel that you make great points here. Thank and you. Like from the player's perspective, you think, well, I'm the one showing up in all the meetings. I'm playing in all the games. I'm risking my future health. I've been a value to this team for a lot of years. You signed me to this deal. It's time to take, it's time to receive the consequences for your actions. I'm not going to take a deal like this, or you can cut me.
Right.
Yeah. That's how exactly how I feel.
And well, I know it stinks for the fans because obviously, like, yes, in a perfect world, he does renegotiate and negotiates down. He says, yeah, I have enough money and I want to play for the Vikings for the rest of my career. But that's just, it's such an unrealistic expectation that fans have that I think remove the fact that these people are human beings. You know what I mean?
Great point. Great point. I could not have said that any better myself. In fact, if I tried to say it any better myself, I don't think I would have come any close to what you just said.
Well,
I'm a little offended by a Wisconsin Wally trying to come after my job. But what? No,
he's not coming after your job. He's adding a valuable piece to the team.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Wisconsin Wally gives you a call tomorrow morning or later today and says, Jake, I like what you're doing on the Minnesota Tim podcast. You want to come on my podcast at 6 a.m. on Thursday mornings? And instead of the money that Minnesota Tim's forking over to you, which might be coming soon, by the way, I'll pay you $100 per podcast episode, so $400 per month. What are you doing?
So I would say to Wisconsin Wally, let me talk to my team. I appreciate the offer. It's generous. I respect Wisconsin Wally. You know, you'd be all formal and cordial about all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'd call you and I'd say, so Sherwin Williams, I saw the DMs. Where's the sponsorship?
Oh, yes. I forgot to give an update. Darn it. Yes. Sorry, you can finish your story.
That's what I would do. And I would say, ball's in your court, Minnesota Tim. Are we getting Sherwin Williams on or not?
Yeah. And we might have to move to Friday mornings if Wisconsin Wally can only do Thursdays. That's kind of what it seems like. So Update. Last week after our show, I literally just found Sherwin Williams on Twitter and said, are you interested in sponsoring our podcast? With nothing else on.
I'll say, I appreciate message. You gave no context. You're like, nothing like, oh, I'd be like, we, you know, we're just a small local podcast, but have a connection to Sherwin Williams. We, you know, if I would be happy to share some numbers with you. Like you didn't explain any backstory, nothing. It was just like, hey, you want to sponsor our podcast? Which, to be fair, I don't know how many people have been asking Sherwin Williams to sponsor their podcast. So whoever that person is that runs that account, we're like, well, that's a new one.
Yeah, right. And they responded. They said, hi there. Please reach out to our advertising team. You can email this person at Sherwin.com. So immediately, I copied the email, posted into the inbox, and then I gave the good old, you know, the details of, hey, you want to know the podcast numbers, blah, 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 blah. This was what it looks like. I didn't deliver the numbers. That's going to let them respond first.
Sure.
I said, we can make a deal based on the podcast numbers that we get and yada, yada, yada. And
did you explain anything about like the inside story? Like it's a funny or not funny, but yeah, that it's like, there's a connection that we know somebody works there and it was a somewhat of an inside story, or is that not that? I don't know if I'd include that or not. That'd be tough.
I think I said something. Yeah. I don't think I said his name.
Right.
Caleb Fail's name, because I didn't want to get him fired for something. but it'd be pretty easy to find out if they just listened to the recent episode, but they could do that themselves. Give the podcast another download. So I just, the details were limited.
Right. And, just gave a little bit of context. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I did not hear anything from Sherwin Williams. So maybe I'll send a follow-up email soon to this Alicia person, the sales coordinator at Sherwin Williams. And I don't know. Maybe the Minnesota Tim podcast isn't far away from their first sponsor. If you are a listener and you want to compete with Sherwin Williams to become the podcast sponsor, the Minnesota Tim podcast sponsor, give us an email, give us a Twitter DM, and we'd be happy to, you know, restructure any deals that need to be restructured to have you join the team.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm open too. I can be an endorser of a product. I can tweet out, you know, sponsored posts. I'm available.
Yeah. Just a few minutes left. I'm trying to figure out, do we go into a Towns topic or do we go into a random topic? What are your thoughts?
Doesn't matter. Whatever you got. I got about, yeah, probably like 5 minutes maybe.
Okay. We'll do a random topic.
Okay. We can hit Towns in about 30 seconds. He started running yesterday. It was the 100-day mark since he last played a basketball game. They might have to trade him. He did about as much running. So I was talking. There was a guy at Litchfield who, he's an older gentleman who's trying to get back. He hasn't played open gym basketball in a while. So yesterday he was running up and down the court and getting some shots up just to make sure his legs were still good. And he said he did about as much work as Towns, and he's going to play earlier. So I was like, yeah, it sums it up.
There you go. Boom. All right. Next topic. Barista jobs.
Okay.
For whatever reason, working at Caribou or Starbucks feels like the most stressful job in the world to me. And you know, those like jobs that you don't want to touch that just seem like no fun whatsoever.
Yeah.
A barista job is one of those jobs that seems too high level stress for me. You got to be quick on your feet. You got to wash the dish. You got to make the dish ready again. And then you got 20 people in the drive-through line at the same time. Then you got to make their drink the right way or else they're going to be upset. A barista job is a job that I have no interest in working.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like the stress piece is the key because, like, I feel like mornings, coffee people like are usually in a rush and they're usually late for something and they get grumpy easily. And then, with all the different ways now that people make mochas and lattes and
all to remember how to make everything.
Right. And just like, I think it's easy to make a small mistake that people will be really mad about. So yeah, I wouldn't want to do it either.
I want an extra shot of this, an extra shot of that. Right. You know, it's like, I'm only getting paid $9 an hour here. Screw off.
Yeah. Right. So I agree. That would be a tough job.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Just thought of it randomly. So do you go to Subway at all often?
Unfortunately, no, because their bread isn't gluten-free.
Oh yeah. I suppose since you did that,
but they have this protein bowl that's pretty good that I'll get every once in a while.
Okay, well, so you might be able to answer this question. So they recently added on their credit card machines. When you run through, it'll say tip.
Oh.
And then it says,
I can answer this question. You could get this question anywhere.
Well, so because but there's places where obviously it makes more sense. But like, so do you tip at Subway? Because like it gives you the default like 10, 15, or 20% on the little Subway credit card machine. And again, at a normal, at a sit-down restaurant, of course you're tipping. We just went to Buffalo Wild Wings and we gave a very nice tip on Sunday. I'm generally a generous tipper.
Yes, I am too.
But Subway throws me for a loop every time. I do click almost every time. I do tip the minimum amount.
Mm.
The smallest you into button. It.
Yep.
Because it's usually like a high school student oftentimes.
Yeah. Look at you.
And I just look up and they're just like staring at you. And I'm like, they're going to know if I click yes or no. And so I usually honestly, click yes.
Yes.
And it only adds a buck or two. So I'm like, whatever. It's not, am I going to ever miss that dollar or two? No, I'm not going to miss that dollar or two. So do you?
Sometimes I fall into that trap of giving that tip, especially when I was younger. I was like, okay, whatever. I'm feeling guilted into this tip, so I'm going to do it. But recently I've been stronger. They even provide this quote unquote tip when you come and pick up a pizza or something. And it's like, do you want a tip 15, 10, 15, 20%? And it's like, you are not serving it to me. You made it, but you're not serving it to me.
There's no service provided that way. Yeah.
I'm actually coming to the store to pick it up. And yet you still show the screen 10, 15, 20%. That is stupid. It's ridiculous. Yep. It makes absolutely no sense. But I will not lie. I have fallen into the trap countless times. And I think it's really doing an injustice to those Applebee's, to those Buffalo Wild Wings, to those people that actually do serve the table, bring the food, bring the silverware, bring the drinks, check in, how you doing, how's the food, take the order. I think those people that actually do the hardcore service should be offended to the maximum.
I also wonder, like, how it gets split too. Like, does that late, you know, is the person who I think is getting it get it, or do they have to like split all the tips evenly at the end of the night? Whoever was working, or you know, I always wonder that too. I'm always curious. I almost asked once. I'm like, that's probably inappropriate to ask, but
you should have.
I thought about it. It's also awkward at like a sit down restaurant now. A lot of places have those mobile credit card machines.
Yes,
and even though like I always, like I said, you know, but everyone goes through that moment where they're trying to calculate what tip should you give. And now the pressure is on because the waitress or waiter sometimes will not leave. They'll just run your credit card and just hand you the machine back and then just stand over your shoulder.
Oh,
and they're like, well, just, you know, here you go. And then you have to sign or whatever. And then, yeah, the tip question comes up and then you just kind of look up at the person who's standing right over your shoulder. And again, I'm not worried about it, but there's that moment because you're like, all right, okay, so $32, okay, $320 would be 10%, so about $650 would be 20%, okay. And then you're just like doing it in your head, or sometimes you're clicking the button if it's just a button one. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's
awkward. I totally
admit it's awkward. Yeah. It's awkward. That's what it is. It's awkward.
Very awkward. It's a very awkward situation.
I'll probably tip twice as much if the waiter or waitress just leaves the machine at the table and walks away for a minute. Really? I would probably tip twice as much.
Really?
Then the awkwardness is gone.
I would think that you would tip twice as much because they're right next to you because it's awkward.
Well, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't because it's the pressure's on and I'm uncomfortable and I don't know if I'm going to click the right button.
Yeah.
I got sweaty fingers, you know, it's, but if they walk away, I can calculate, I can know exactly what tip I'm giving them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. It's a great topic. Great finishing topic to the pod.
Yeah. Thank you. It was just popped right in my head. Hopefully the middle little section where we have to cut the audio together goes smoothly. We'll see.
Oh, I think so. I think so. Yeah. I got Wisconsin Wally's got nothing on me.
Okay. Yeah. He would be able to edit it together. So,
oh, obviously. I mean,
challenge has been set.
Screw him. Screw Wisconsin Wally. He's probably like an 85 year old.
True. I don't know if they're living in a nursing home yet.
Yeah.
Because they have Wi-Fi there.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
I don't know if they do.
All right, everyone. Jake, as always, thank you. Thank you to our future sponsor, Sherwin-Williams, for sponsoring this episode. And any other sponsors out there that will be our future sponsor. Jake, as always, thank you for your time Thursday morning.
Thank you.
And give me a call if you got any deals elsewhere.
Okay. I'll start asking. I'll ask my people, US your people. We'll see if we can find something.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Everyone have a great day. Thanks for tuning in and for making the podcast a part of your day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.